We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Kind of a bit of an overcast day throughout the Delaware Valley. But the Phils, they did get the win yesterday, and that's two in a row. They move into second place. They win 2-3 versus Atlanta. Now on to the Yankees this weekend. You know, Zach Wheeler, absolutely amazing yesterday. And the Phils now 3.5 games back in first place. But there are issues, and we'll talk about that. Really, it's the good and the bad with the Phils. We'll get into it. Sixers game 3 tonight, an awful lot to get into with that, obviously, as they turn to Atlanta for the next two. And we'll talk about it all with you on a busy Friday, 215-592-9494. We'll beat the hammer, drop of the week, and all of our usual stuff, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
They're streaking, Joe. This team is building something.
You can
see it.
It's two a streak.
Two series is a streak.
Oh, two sure. series. Okay, there you go.
That counts for a lot.
All right.
And they're feeling like they're on a roll. They're feeling hot.
Yeah,
they're feeling like they can't lose with walk-off after walk-off. Yeah. The emotion that has been so lacking is now sort of returning.
They're feeling like they don't have to run out of the box, but I'll get to that in a second.
Hey,
John, give me a fact.
Hippos secrete sunscreen. Hippos,
how's that possible?
Have this, it's like a mucus-like secretion that comes out of their pores. It's sunblock, it's antiseptic with antibiotic properties, it's insect repellent, and it's red and it's orange. It's got different hues to it, but it's strange looking stuff.
Well, is it possible?
But
that
it's the kind of thing that I need. I need sunblock,
need
insect repellent, antibiotic that secretes out of my pores.
You don't need it. What?
You need it too.
No.
Because you pink up just as bad as
that's
I
different.
Do.
What I was going to say is pitchers probably use it because
they would.
Sunscreen apparently is one of the things they get away with out there in the mound. So
they would be secreting their own spider tack.
What a joke, man. All right. Let's get to it here with the whole thing. 215-592-9494. I really want to hear reaction of the Phils and what happened yesterday. We're going to get into the Sixers hardcore. Let me say this out of the gate. It's obviously terrific that the Phillies won the series in Atlanta. They move into second place. It's awesome that Zach Wheeler is so awesome. I do not want to lose track of that in the midst of today's show. He is a remarkable pitcher. He is pitching at an extremely high level, and it's exciting to see a player that not only is going to make the All-Star team, but frankly is dominating right now. And the 10th inning comeback yesterday was also stirring. So that's good stuff. And I hope the Phillies keep it going to make a fun summer of it for Phillies baseball. They're in second place. They're 3.5 out. We'll take your reaction on all that, 215-592-9494. But I got to say, John, there is a greater point here that has to be said today than just one game being played yesterday and one win. And I'll just say it this way. I am so disgusted with the Phillies' lack of hustle as exemplified by a couple of their players. And Joe Girardi, and I know the morning show talked a lot about this today. Let me just get this off my chest. Joe Girardi must bench Odubel Herrera for the next game. And while he's at it, I think he should bench Gene Segura also because he also didn't run after hitting the ball yesterday.
What?
Listen, let me, John.
You mean the walk-off?
I do mean the walk-off. I actually do mean the walk-off.
The walk-off.
Because here's the deal. There's
you say bench him?
I do.
Because
John, you either.
He did that wrong?
You are either committed to hustling or you're not. And Herrera and Segura consistently are not committed or not fully committed to hustling. And you know, I know that they got two of the biggest hits in the entire game. Herrera smokes his ball to right center field. Segura smokes his ball to left center field. And I know that Segura has been one of the Phillies' best hitters all season, probably their best hitter. And I know that Odubel has been certainly the Phillies' best hitter over the past month. I don't care okay? Because when Odubel Herrera yesterday, in a 0-0 game in the bottom of the eighth, smokes a ball to right center field, maybe it's going to be a homer, maybe it's not going to be a homer. Obviously, it's going to be close. When he doesn't run, like this isn't, first off, this would be bad to me under any circumstance. But when it's 10-4 and you're leading 10-4, at least it's like, all right, you're leading 10-4. It was 0-0, okay? The Phillies clearly struggle to score runs. And Odubel Herrera should have been on third base, not second base. Now,
he should have.
He did come around to score, and he did contribute to the game.
Yeah.
And Gene Segura contributed
to the
game.
He does dumb stuff. He does dumb stuff all the time. You actually think that benching him, sitting him, will prevent him from doing the dumb Odubel sit and stare and
John,
bat flipping and everything else that comes with it? He's a bonehead.
It's discipline.
Oh, he is a bonehead. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to make your team worse. You're going to lose games. You're going to take yourself out of playoff contention to prove a point that will prove nothing except to the other players that you don't have winning as your first priority.
So winning, you can't
do this.
Look, we'll see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. I want to be really clear here. This is a moment for Joe Girardi to discipline players and create accountability. Accountability, by the way, which should have been set a year and a half ago
discipline
by Girardi.
Discipline players.
This is a moment for Girardi to discipline players, create accountability by making sure players know what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. And let me tell you, this team is – I've seen enough baseball to know this. This team is not good enough to coast by – to make the playoffs. They're not good enough to do that. To make the playoffs, they have to bust it. This organization has not been in the playoffs in 10 years, and it makes me absolutely, frankly, sick anytime I see a player not bust it, but particularly when the team doesn't hit, it's 0-0, it's the eighth inning, you finally got a shot to get a guy like, you know, to third base, and he doesn't run hard. And Girardi,
and he still comes home.
I know he still came home. And that's going to happen
this
sometimes.
This idea
but that
is
doesn't excuse
moronic.
It. Doesn't excuse it, John.
These are the stars of our team. And, yes, do their actions leave a little to be desired? Yes. And we've known that. No one wanted Odubel to even play this year. But he is playing. He's our center fielder. He is eons ahead of our other center fielders.
Yes, he is.
Gene Segura is our best player. I mean, he's our best player right now. There's no question about it. And you're saying the guy that won the game with a walk-off yesterday because he didn't sprint
he didn't run at all.
He's benched.
He didn't run at all.
This is how a manager loses a team.
See, but John, here's the thing.
This is idealized crap.
Your idea of what this team needs to do
is going to make the team lose.
No.
These players have been our entire offense for the last month.
You are right about that. That is true. I mean,
so you want to take them off the field?
Yeah.
And what do you think that'll do to the team morale? What do you think that'll do for Girardi in the eyes of the Phillies players? Those guys know that Gene Segura and Odubel are the only guys doing anything.
You're right.
You know, I looked up the stats for the last month.
Okay.
Think about what you're benching. For the last month, you've got Odubel batting .316 with 387 OBP on base.
Yeah, you know, on base.
Yeah, and .520 slugging.
He's been
908 OPS.
He's been great.
17 runs scored in 26 games.
Yep.
Gene Segura, since he came back from IL, same number of games, 26 games, .318 batting.
Yep.
Also .387 on base.
Okay.
And .844 OPS, which for a second baseman is massive.
That's fantastic.
15 runs over 26 games. These two players have personally accounted for 40% of our offense over the last month. 40%.
And that's what runs.
That's 52 runs.
RBI.
What is it?
Runs and RBI combined.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Now
that's runs and RBI.
Incredible. Yeah.
52 out of 131 runs.
Yep.
You're saying sit it.
Saying
sit 40% of our offense when our offense isn't good.
When
they are our entire offense, you're saying prove a point to these guys. The point that you're proving to the players is that winning doesn't matter.
Well, no, I disagree with that. But
they
look,
will be up in arms against Joe Girardi if that happens.
Look, everyone can react to where you stand on this at 215-592-9494. Certainly, Larry Anderson reacted in the moment yesterday. And I know the Odubel one and the Segura one are different from the standpoint that Segura's was a walk-off hit. And all he did have to do, and let's be clear, was to get to first base. But to, because you got a runner on second, you got a runner on third, and the runner on second is the winning run. I understand there's different circumstances there. But for me, the reason I'm ticked with Segura is because it's a pattern. Like, I don't – this is just my personal opinion. I could be wrong. I don't think Segura thought enough in the moment to not run because there was two guys in front of him on the bases. I think he didn't run because it was going to maybe be a home run, and he's wired to think, if I'm maybe going to hit a home run because I have smoked one, that I have the right as a player to stand and admire because that's who I am and that's what I do.
And that's exactly what they both did.
And that's
I agree with
and
you.
And that, to me, is totally unacceptable. I want to hear what Larry Anderson had to say yesterday. Let's go back to the eighth inning. Again, put yourself in the mindset not of a game that finished with a 4-3 Phillies win or, frankly, even a win. Put yourself in the mindset of it's the eighth inning. It's 0-0. The Phillies barely scored runs the night before. The Phillies generally barely score runs, okay? It's 0-0. Odubel Herrera smacks the ball deep. Maybe it's going to be out. Maybe it's not. He ends up at second. Clearly should have been on third, especially because it was bobbled out there in right field. And Larry Anderson, rightfully so, was all over it. Let's listen in the moment as called here, Fransky in L.A. on WIP. I could not agree with L.A. more. And he has been playing great. And, John, I get your point. You're worried about the Phillies could lose Saturday night to the New York Yankees because if they take Odubel out and Gene Segura out, they remove their two hottest hitters in the lineup. I understand that, and I accept that.
And then what about the lingering? The lingering animosity.
How about the positive lingering?
From those two players.
How about those guys who actually
from
bust it?
From the team who are ticked at you as the manager for sitting them. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying I endorse the way they do what they do. But we have to live with it.
Well, let me – okay, John, while you brought up a point about the team, so let me take a bite out of that apple also, and then we'll get right to the phones. I got to tell you, I hold the players, the other players, accountable for this as well. I really do. Because, you know, we talk about leaders in sports, team leaders. And believe me when I tell you, I'm using air quotes right now when I say team leaders with my fingers in air quotes. I don't know that they're leaders. But and it stinks that I have to say this. But to Hoskins and McCutchen and Harper and Realmuto and anyone else down there that believes they are a leader or whose contract or whose status as a quality player on this team means they should be a leader, I hold them accountable as well for not holding their teammates accountable. It happens once, hey, it happens. It happens twice, I'm not happy. It happens like 10 times. And by the way, we were like way beyond 10 times over the last couple of years. Way beyond. If it happens 10 times, I got to hold the other players accountable for not holding their teammate accountable. They are not the 27 Yankees. They are not the 98 Yankees. If they make the playoffs, if the Phillies make the playoffs, and they still have a shot, if they make the playoffs, they're going to have to make it with some grit and some fight and some hustle. Not hustling has them 3.5 games out. It has them to have a shot, but they're not in it. And I'm telling you, they're not going to make it with this laissez-faire attitude. And it ticks me off that the other guys permit it. I know for a fact, because I've been told it by somebody, that Dutch, back then, you know the deal, Dutch, the team leader, literally took one of his teammates. He didn't like how he was playing, confronted him. The teammate said something, and Dutch put him up on the wall and pinned him to the wall while he lectured him about how to play the right way and what not to do. Does anybody within the Phillies, structure of team leadership, do they do anything to Herrera and Segura? Do they say anything? And if they are going to rebel against Joe Girardi, if he actually has the guts, and I'll use the term the guts as a manager to lay down the law, if they rebel, then they should go also. Because this is an unacceptable way to play baseball. That was a 0-0 game yesterday. And I know eventually Herrera came around to score. And I know Segura got two big hits, including the walk-off hit at the end. But it is a pattern with both players. It is unacceptable. I, as a Phillies fan, hold Joe Girardi accountable for not holding his players accountable. And I, as a Philadelphia Phillies fan, hold the quote-unquote team leaders accountable for not holding their own teammates accountable. It is flat out unacceptable. Now let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I'm just sick of it. I mean, all we're saying is run. You know, you hit the ball maybe like twice a game as an individual player. Some games you hit it zero. Sometimes you hit it once where you actually, well, you might hit it three times and ground out. But there's only so many times you're actually going to get on first or second base or third base. Run! I mean, Ruben Amaro, and he, you know, listen, Ruben said it great yesterday on Twitter, and I was so happy to see Ruben write what he wrote. He wrote, and I don't know which of the two moments this was after, he wrote yesterday on Twitter, "I just don't understand why hitters cannot put the bat down and just run once they make contact and put the ball in play. It really does make a difference." And by the way, it really is that simple. Just put the bat down and run. Let's go to the phones. By the way, yes, the Phillies won. You can react
to that. Second walk-off in a row, man.
I know. And Wheeler was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
He's so much more phenomenal than I ever could have wished for.
But if I'm Zach Wheeler, he's one of the guys that, you know, he's one of the guys that should say something to one of the guys. Run! You hit the ball, you run.
I believe guys are saying things.
You know what?
Who was it in the post in the post game interview that actually did say something? I forget.
Well, Segura acknowledged that he should have run. Right? Wasn't it Segura?
No, I think it was a player who came up behind the interview, and this was like I was doing something else that it was
well,
on
maybe,
in the background.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think someone came up and said, "Hey, you know, you need to run, or you need to." They are trying. These players are trying to get through.
Oh, come on!
I think you've got two hard-headed players in Odubel and Gene Segura, and you take the good with the bad. I'm not saying I like it.
Yep.
I'm saying that your methodology is too over the top. It's, I mean, draconian. It would backfire.
No, it's not going to backfire.
We need these guys. They are our best players.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What do you make of it all? Let's kick it off with Colin in Washington Township. Good morning, Colin.
Yo, what up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Colin.
Yeah, Joe, how are you criticizing Gene Segura for this, man? When he hit that ball, one of three things could happen. It could be a home run, game over. Mm-hmm. It drops, game over. Or it's caught, sack fly, game tied. Segura's, he's out. He doesn't have anywhere to run to. Like, you want him credited with a walk-off double instead of a single
so you
can have another standing ovation for, like, a 300th double?
Yeah.
Colin, let me ask you a question. Do you really think in the moment Gene Segura, or walking up to the dish before he batted, do you really think he thought through, you know what, if I smoke one, I don't have to run because there's two runners in scoring position? Do you really think he thought that? Because I don't.
Absolutely.
I think he is a player wired to not bust it out of the box, and this just happened to be a time when two guys were in scoring position, one of which does constitute the winning run, and it just so happened that was the circumstance. I really believe that.
And
so
really
if he's wired, go ahead.
If he's wired,
unwire him. But that's the point. It's a lot harder than benching him.
No,
if you bench him and he's wired that way,
let him keep doing it.
Listen, there have been draconian repercussions where managers have tried to sit him in the past, and he still does it.
Yeah, and it's why he gets traded 5-6 times.
So
I understand.
This is what you live with.
This is what
we signed up for, as we being the Phillies.
I understand.
When they brought these players here.
Colin, what do you got? Talk to us, man.
Man, any baseball player, I think, is walking up to the plate there and saying, all right, what's happening when I hit the ball? If I hit a fly ball, it's a sack fly, game's tied, I did my job. If I can hit a line drive into the gap, probably a tie game. Like, people are going through these scenarios. This is the dream. You're coming up with the game in your hands. You get the chance to win it. Now I'll bench Herrera because, come on, man, you got to run. And Charlie benched J-Roll. It sent a message. Other guys hustled. I hate to admit it, Herrera is one of our best players right now.
Yeah, yes.
But I do think that we would be served well by benching him for a day to send a message to say, hey, just because you're hot right now doesn't mean that you're bigger than the team. And which, I mean, that was still 0-0. It's anyone's ball game.
Oh,
you got to bust
it's a joke.
There's
Colin,
just no way
appreciate the
that
call.
Happens. And there's no way that serves the purpose that you're hoping it serves. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned the terrible job Odubel did with that Freddie Freeman home run.
So I wasn't as bothered by that as Manny.
Come on,
no.
With you, Richie.
I know, John.
Catch the ball.
Go ahead, and then I'll react. Go ahead.
I mean, it was inches over the fence. He just jump up, just clear like a foot, like a foot of vertical leap, and you catch that ball easily. You're a professional athlete. You're center fielder.
Yep.
That is no doubt in my mind that needs to be caught 99% of the time. Somehow he lets that through,
all right,
and, it's the game-tying home
run. I heard all the talk. I saw all the stuff on Twitter, all the stuff everywhere about him missing the ball. I agree with you. He should have caught the ball. I totally agree with that. What I disagree with the commentary is making this sort of part of the sweeping generalization about the failures of Herrera and all that. Like, to me, listen, he misjudged, I think, both where the wall was, where he is relative to the wall, and it's timing of his jump. He made a physical mistake. And while I wish he didn't, I can live with that. It's a physical mistake in the moment. It's not the easiest play. It's not 99 out of 100. Yes, a good center fielder probably should make that play, and I don't know. I'll just say 80 out of 100, whatever. He missed it. He made a mistake. I can live with that. A guy not hustling, I can't live with that. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, you can react to all of this. We're also going to get inside the 76ers. They start up the Atlanta portion of this series tonight. Game 3, we'll hit that and much more ahead. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.